Welcome to FurCast, episode 319. This is going to be a really short episode because we have no hot water.
Yeah, so we're going to do half a show up here and then half a show in our basement.
Yeah, I don't think that part's going to be part of the podcast, but for those who are tuned in live, we'll probably grab like my laptop or something and we'll just like bring it downstairs and stream from the laptop, and that way we can have fun. Because a certain somebody decided to do... You know, I'm not even going to associate what broke it. All that matters is that our hot water tank, which it's a natural gas hot water tank, it is 35 years old. And so when we bought this house, we were kind of expecting it to fail. We're like, yeah, it's going to fail.
Well, at some point.
It failed. And it leaked all over the basement floor, which is fine because it's just concrete basement floor. Then we found out that because of winter storms and all the other stuff happening in our area, we're not going to be able to get a contractor for like several days. So we're saying, fuck it, we're doing it ourselves. So we bought a hot water tank and we're going to be putting it in.
Meaning tonight. We're going to help Pharaoh because Pharaoh is going to be the one that knows how to do it.
Yeah. Also, that means that everybody, all of you, get a pass to call me a smelly wolf. Because I actually am smelly because I have not had a shower because we have no hot water.
I'm not smelly. I went to my parents' house.
Oh, yeah. You went to your parents' house to have a shower?
Took like a good like 35-minute hot shower.
Dude,
like,
I cannot wait until we are on.
It felt really good.
Like, and hot water is one of those things that you don't realize that you're missing until you are. And then you go to like turn on the faucet and you turn the faucet toward hot and it just stops coming out. And you're like,
You're like, oh, right. I did that so many times today already.
Yeah, I've done it a few times.
Like, just went to the bathroom and like washed my hands like, oh, it's cold. And then I still do, but it was just cold.
Yeah. So they're already downstairs working on it because also the pipes in this house are a disaster.
They're going to have to fix the pipes too. Yeah. So it's going to be a lot to do down there.
Yeah. So, but anyway, well, thank you guys for joining us. In the meantime, we've also had a pretty crazy week because it has been crazy winter storms here. We had driving bans here. Our city was pretty much on lockdown, because we live in Buffalo. And so it wasn't like a major storm system. It's just that we get this thing called lake effect snow, where essentially the conditions are just right. And the lake just kind of evaporates and drops and evaporates and drops and evaporates and drops.
And it keeps
snows
going.
And snows and snows and snows. It was very bad.
And it's heavy snow too. So,
yeah.
And I kind of got disappointed because it makes it so then I got a new job and it doesn't start until next week now.
Oh, yeah. You were off work for a while and then you get a new job and they're like, oh, your training starts. And you're like, yeah, I got a job again. And then it's like, oh, training's delayed because the whole city is shut down.
Woo!
Woo!
If I got traded like a couple days earlier, I would have like early snow days. That would have been also fantastic because I would have got paid for it.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to jump into the roundup or do we have anything else to talk about?
Oh, roundup is fine.
All right. So, the roundup. Let me just hit the button that goes to the roundup. The roundup is the segment where basically we throw a bunch of fucking links at you because we don't have time for them. And by tonight, I mean we really don't have time for them. Most of the time, it's actually the good news, and then the news segment is just the dumb news. But we're not even probably going to have a regular news segment tonight. So, the roundup. First thing in there is the Ursa Major Awards 2018. Nominations are open. So if anybody wants to vote on those, there's a whole bunch of them. Massive list, and they're on FLARA. Next, this is a cool website from NOVA, otherwise known as, something from PBS, public broadcasting in the U.S. This old article on what's in a howl, and it's really cool, like different sections, they have little samples, and I'm not going to play them because they sound distorted as hell, but it's really cool, like different things that howls mean. So I guess I got to learn a little bit of my own language there. Next, Zabivaka 2.0. Well, maybe not. The Minsk mascot was unveiled from the European Olympics Committee, and it's a cute little fox thing. Yeah. So
there's porn of it already.
There already is porn of it. I actually checked a while ago. So.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't no Zabivaka, but you know, you're good looking right there, fox. I guess kind of. Next, this was everywhere the last few weeks.
I have no idea what this is.
You don't know what this is?
I don't know what this is.
Okay. It's called I Turned a Bad Copy Pasta into a Bad Rap. And this is the first video.
Okay, I know this is a really bad idea, but...
It's really bad.
Extreme noses pounces on you. Ooh, you're so
Oh, I've
boy.
Seen the
Ooh.
Animation. I didn't see that.
Okay, yeah. So that's the first video. And then somebody made an animation of it called Bulgy Wolgy.
This is what I knew from.
On you. Ooh, you're so boy.
It is bad. And it's... it's one of those things where, like, you link it to somebody because you're like, hey, just so that you can see this. But then you're also like, wow, I'm really sorry that I linked this person this.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to apologize to everybody that you link it to. Yeah.
So we're sorry.
What I'm trying to say is that the person who linked it to me should probably apologize.
And that you should apologize to the show.
Yeah. And I should apologize to all the fans.
Sorry. Continuing.
Moving on, because I'm not going to spend any more time on that. The next thing in the roundup, announcing Good Fur News. It is a new furry website called Good Fur News. And I guess they've been announced. They're going to be doing all kinds of cool articles and stuff like that. So it might be yet another furry website to grab RSS from. And Flareaw has an article about it, so you can check that out. Next, Wolfgun, out of...
It's been a long time since we talked.
Seemingly nowhere.
After the stars fell, the universe was reborn.
Has decided to release a video game.
It is real with projections that we feel. Save ourselves from the past and gone. Now I've grown weary as I go. I need someone to take me home.
So this game is apparently a bunch of Wolfgun music.
You just skipped over all the gameplay.
Oh yeah, here, we'll play a little bit of this. It seems kind of like a weird, neat, trippy, like shapes, and I don't know. It's like a vector game. It's really
interesting. I have no idea.
I can't tell what's happening. There's people who play games who probably know exactly what this is like or what it is, but I'm
I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting, but yeah.
Neat.
So it's called Projections, the game teaser from Wolfgun. So if anybody's interested in that, you can check that out. In the meantime, next thing in the roundup, National Geographic had an article about this. I guess these mutant blue-eyed coyotes are spreading through California. So if your fursona is a coyote and it has blue eyes...
you exist now.
You exist now.
You're real.
Yep. But it's a really neat article about, like, where the gene from it is coming from.
I'm curious to see when there's going to be more blue-eyed coyotes than red wolves.
I mean, there's already... Probably more. I mean, it's...
I mean, it just has to have, like, what?
Yeah.
50?
It has to have... I forget. I think there's 30 red wolves in the wild, and then there's another 20 or 30 in captivity. So I know there's, like, less than 100 total red
so
wolves.
So they just need 100 coyotes.
Yeah.
Come on, blue-eyed coyotes.
Can I just say that it bothers me a lot when people message me and they're like, oh my god, Paradox, I know another red wolf. And I'm like, oh my god, another red wolf. And then I go to talk to them, and no, they're just a gray wolf that's red. They're just like a wolf with that's red fur.
Dyed.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, that is a red wolf.
It's fake.
It is a wolf that is red, but it's not a red wolf. A red wolf is a species of wolf. And by the way, they're not red. They look like coyotes. So just saying.
In this, you just look like a coyote.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Wolves are cool, like, right? Like I'm not dissing like getting to know more wolves, but I just mean that like they're not red wolves.
Mm.
So that was the thing. Anyway, next item in the roundup. Easy Wolf. So the makers of Easy Cooldown Vest have announced a barista service at Nordic FuzzCon 2019. And they have a cool video with coffee. Really good
that
shots.
Looks like it smells really good.
Yeah, really good shots of coffee. And Fursuiter's making coffee. So it's like... And there's a really great camera shot in this where they put the coffee cup down on the table. So, yeah, Easy Cooldown is going to be at NFC doing barista stuff, apparently. So, that's pretty cool. Next, this. I'm not going to play this. I'm just...
I saw it, and I was so confused.
I'm just linking you guys this. It is, like, possibly the greatest, porno ever made.
It's so... I had no words. I'm just like,
It is so weird. All I'm gonna say is the one line from it, which is, "Doctor, if we don't get her cum right away, she'll die."
They had a better line, and I saw it in the comments.
Oh, what was it? I've never done that. I've never performed that.
I've never performed this procedure before.
Yeah. It is really weird, and the video is playing muted because Twitter's doing it. Thanks, Twitter.
Oh, my goodness.
It is very weird, but we'll give you guys a link. A couple articles here from, this one's from Star Edmonton, and I got another one from Vice, about a guy who apparently bought Wolves of Odin, the domain for it, which I guess is like a far-right, political website, or, I don't know, weird radical things. Anyway, this guy bought this website, and he turned it into a furry dating site. So, it's pretty great. So there's a couple articles about that if you guys want to check it out. Time to woo a mate. Come to the wolf's den. Jesus Christ. Anyway, pretty good use of time, I suppose. This is an article from The Guardian. This probably would have been one of our stupid articles for the night, but we're not having a news segment. It's called Florida Sinkhole Tunnel Leads to Bank, says FBI. So there's that. Next, Gordon Ramsay. God damn it. This fucking tweet was everywhere. And it was a picture of Gordon Ramsay with what looked like almost like a fursuit being reflected in a shadow. And of course, furries did some art with it. Well, anyway, all it was is because the show was...
No, he was coming out with a new restaurant, and it was called, like, Lucky Cat.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, a Chinese-themed Asian-style restaurant that he made.
And that's all it is.
That's all it was.
That's all it was.
It was just a cat.
Yeah. So, but yeah. Of course, furries went apeshit over it. And there's a Metro article about it, so,
I don't know if that was the, the publicity that they wanted.
Yeah, not quite, because furries were all over that shit. Like, there was so much art being made for it and everything. But anyway, so this is a cool article from Anthrocon called the Hotel Opening Anthrocon 2019 Report. And it's some interesting stats. And, like, did you get the hotel room you wanted? It looks like a yes, 69%. Hotel did you book? So there's Westin is the red, the Omni's the yellow. Why do people... The Omni's so far away, in my opinion. I don't know.
I think for this hotel, for this con, it doesn't matter.
Like, yeah, for AC, it matters a lot less. Well, unless you have a fursuit and you got to walk in the hot weather. But yeah, where did you get the hotel link? A bunch of other stats and stuff, visits, Twitter activity, some cool stuff like that.
That's not a good sound.
So yeah.
Oh, that's them doing the pipes. So I'm like, everything is shaking over here.
Oh yeah, the whole house was shaking. I felt that through the floor, because I think they're sawing through a pipe.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. But this house scares me sometimes.
Yeah, this house does weird things. It kind of like shakes and acts weird and stuff like that. So
that's anyway scary.
Is there anything else we want to, like, talk about? I don't know. I'll give the chat room a second just in case there's anything you guys want us to talk about. But other than that, I think what we'll do is we'll probably go on a quick, like, music break with the Patreon shoutouts. And then we'll...
have, like, the Patreon shoutouts and, like, link, like, one song.
Yeah. And then we'll probably end the podcast, and then we'll live stream us replacing a water heater to you guys.
We are very sorry for a very short show, but...
Yeah. For anybody who joined late, basically our hot water heater died, and we really need hot water, and we haven't had it for a while, and we need to, like, we bought a new hot water heater, we just need to install it, and most of the guys are downstairs doing it now, but we're up here just doing a quick show for you guys.
But if you are turned in live, you can join us, because we're going to be streaming from our basement.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Which is actually relatively clean.
Yeah.
In some sense.
Somebody linked an article saying scientists think cockroach milk could be the next superfood, and we wish we were kidding. That's an article from ScienceAlert.com. So
ew.
I don't even know if I won't even put that one in the roundup. I'll just let people search that one if they're really curious. Yeah, and that was the other thing. A lot of the art with Gordon Ramsay was him as a ram.
And I can see it.
There's already a bunch of like art of him being a ram and everything. It was great.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I don't know what else.
Shout out to Riley and Sophos for doing a bunch of work this week to make it so that we can send notifications when the show goes live to our Telegram channel as well. By the way, we have a public Telegram channel for all of our fans. It is t.me/FurCastFM, or if you're in Telegram, you just type FurCastFM in the search, and then you got to talk to the bot, and then the bot gives you a link, and then you can join.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty good. That's an interesting noise
from
the mic stand.
It probably doesn't get pulled this far, but I don't feel like moving.
Yeah. I've been playing with mics and EQing stuff as well, so hopefully that sounds good for you guys, because I'm always working on that. I'm always, like, caring a lot about the sound of the show and trying to improve it. So hopefully that's been improved. I'm also matching those mics, which are like $100 piece of crap mics that are using a really old workflow and really old design, with these new mics, which are brand new and cost a lot more.
I had one of those nice ones on this side before.
Yeah, I'll probably flip it back at some point. It was there so that Faber could use it for a while.
Faber can use it still.
Yeah.
He talks more than me.
But yeah, shout out to all my friends for putting up with that as well. But anyway, I think that's it. All right, well, probably what we'll do is we'll do Patreon shout-outs for the podcast listeners, for anybody who's interested in hearing that. Of course, most of the podcast listeners have probably heard all of our shout-outs already, but that's okay. And then
we'll reconvene in our basement.
Reconvene, yeah. And we'll probably end the podcast, and then we'll reconvene with live people.
So. Yes.
Cool. All right. Support for FUR... Oh, wait. I should probably do a jingle first. Let's do the You're Listening to FURcast jingle.
You're listening to FURcast.
Support for FURcast comes from Patreon users, including Shame on the Photon Wizard, Fayun, Energize the Wolf, Sweetie Darling, Barnaby Fox, Midnight Plasma, Parafen, A New Fox, Binary Paws, Fireline Coyote, Code Yaks, Ren Yami the Mess, Tukiri, Lieutenant Fox, Doxy, Arceus the Tiny Tiger, Jake the Otter, Meru Snowmew, Jeb with an uppercase E and a lowercase L, D Otter, Ski Sharp, Nether Lynx, Josh the Kazoo, Frost Wolgon, Static the Scrap Goat, Taru the Yellow-Nosed Doggo, Archon the Four-Eyed Dragon, Jax the Husky, Gwen the Bat, aka Deep Moan, Zoopy Zoe the Oreo Tiggy, Fuzzy the Fox, a certain horse, and Gaia Wellen.
Additional support comes from social media. Twitter users: Commander Wolf 3, Alpha Ware Fox, Casro Fox, XSS Fox, Cody Boopers, Demonic Vell, Drop Table Foxes, Dapper Panther, Jesse A. Carver, Cyrus SL, Mike Chrome Fox, the other Commander Wolf on Twitter at FurWolf99. Malactus on Twitter at VirtualFox. Zelig on Twitter at StealthyDragon. 12 on Twitter at TheLionThing. Shua on Twitter at PulsingPanther. Coda Winter on Twitter at DakotaWolf12. And from YouTube channels, Hayu Martin, Joe G. Bear.
Additional support for FurCast comes from Devin D. Parlett in the Furry Hockey League at FurryHockeyLeague.com. MacroWolf at MacroWolf.com. Shisha Sheppy, who's a good boy? Record not found in table, Foxes, with primary key, Dark Fox DK. HarryHoo Ink Pen Mouse at HarryHoo.com. Please stay out of the designated tar seating on public transport. This is a public service announcement by the Quadruped Care Foundation and Nadia Mayer. Silver Moonshine, fursuit maker and future pup you fur. Alec Gator 300 on Twitter, creating pixel arts and being a filthy hybrid since 2012. Tantru with World in Rue View, providing fandom news since 2015. Patty, who says what Socks says is true. Socks, who says what Patty says is not true. Nectris the Koi Dog Rogue, furry tabletop enthusiast since 2009. Saucy Fox, who says, I'm trash, raccoons, HMU. Fishmeister Cod, still not a furry since February 2011. Sorcerer Dale, the Kilted Dragon, find me on Telegram as at Sorcerer Dale. Fisk underscore Mac Taggart, on FA, will draw for food. Cody's Customs, specializing in gas and diesel truck builds. Max Shepard, who has been watching since the bacon felony. Little Sunshine and Scootaloo with the unofficial XBN Xbox app at patreon.com/horseapps. FurCast's number one wimpy fan, Tyler the Wesky. Chris Dale, on FA, specializing in toonie art. I'm a couch and you can too. Find out more on Twitter at SignAtar. The Church of Iswar, worshipping Lynx since the year Tuft. X the Fox, the real Blue Fox. Deal with it. Kumo, wishing everyone a :3 day. Super Dwarf with anthralinks.net. SkyCorp, creating transformative technologies for mature audiences at skycorp.global. Zoopy Zoe, supporting Tim Tam Anonymous meetings. Disc Cookie, creating procedural beatmaps for VR rhythm games. Carenos, who says, "Circles are rubbish." Meds the Fox and Mississippi Anthropomorphics. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/msanthro. Tekwin, TC Fox, and Kaiwana of the Infrasec Den in Wellington, New Zealand. Sylvan Scott, Unfur Affinity with Macro, Micro, and Hyperfiction Stories. Shadowclaw Studios, check out our Facebook page for links to our gaming streams. The Feline Support Alliance. Mao for all, and all for Mao. It's okay. It's not bad. I'll take it. Jacket Airlines, we still and always will land on our feet. Silver Gatoman, at patreon.com/silvergatoman. Cheetah Paws, for a daily dose of bulgy arts, support him at patreon.com/cheetahpaws.
And a very special thanks to Blaze Fusky. Support for FurCast comes from Patreon, PayPal, and from listeners like you. To become a patron and learn more about supporting FurCast, visit furcast.fm/donate.
This is XBN.
This is FurCast on XBN. I've been your host, Paradox the Red Wolf.
And I have been your host, Nico.
Thank you guys for tuning in. That's it. 21-minute episode or 22-minute episode, roughly. And I guess we'll see you guys soon. I know normally our episodes are longer. Normally we got way more crazy fun stuff going on. But I think that's pretty much it. For Patreon, or patrons, rather, I guess I'll keep recording. So if you guys want to watch our basement shenanigans, you can. For podcast listeners, unfortunately, it's mostly going to be video-based. And I don't know if I want... us doing handyman work on YouTube, because the comments are going to be bad.
It would be bad.
People are going to be like, oh, that's not how you're supposed to do that. And we'd be like, yeah, well, nothing else in this 100-year-old house is up to code. So I don't know. But anyway, thank you guys for listening. Thanks for all the support. Thank you to all of our fans on Patreon. And we will see you very soon.
Later.